What's up, Food Podcast? What's up, Food Podcast, man? Yes, we got permission to do that by Emma. What's up, Food? We got Rodrigo Choi right here, man.
What's cracking? How you living?
I like that. Lisa Esparza over here, man, was she's about to get Tommy John surgery on her wrist.
It's in my thumb.
In her thumb, man. Doing too many sit-ups with Bruce Lee.
It might be fractured, but damn, I think it's dislocated.
She was doing a movie with Rocky, bro, over the top.
No, Felipe likes to crack this joint here on himself, right? Yeah. Right here. And so then he does it with other people, too. And he'll grab your hand like this and pull, and it'll crack right there.
So he over-pulled
her? So he did it one time, and I think it's either dislocated or there's a fracture here. But I can't pick up stuff sometimes. I can't open jars. And I do everything with my left hand, even though I'm right-handed. I do all my other stuff with my left hand, and I can't.
Slippers open jars now.
Man, it's like a jolt.
You can see your hand doesn't even close all the way.
Yeah, like I can't.
I'll get that shit checked out.
It's here, and I gotta find a general practitioner.
I went to my acting classes at the drugstore there, man, and I had bought some
turn on the chat.
Some soles for my plantar fasciitis, and I saw something right there for messed up thumbs. So I got this black bandage that looks
broken.
I got this black wristband bandage that looks like somebody that wears to play darts with.
No, it looks like a bowling brace, like a wrist brace. Yeah. If you're a bowler. But I don't want to wear that here.
How long is it going to take you to get over your plantar fasciitis?
When I start wearing them same shoes, bro.
I told him to put those shoes away for 6 months. I had plantar fasciitis in one foot for a year.
She's my Adidas, bro.
I said put them aside for 6 months and don't wear them and let's see if it gets better. Because I stopped wearing heels, too. And I started wearing Birkenstocks around the house to keep my foot like that. And it worked. But it lasted a year in that one foot.
Really?
And then when it went away, my other one had it for almost a year. And it was hell. It was hell.
I know some dude that got it just because he leaped and landed on the front part of his foot.
Mm-hmm. If you injure your arch, it starts pulling on your heel bone, and then it creates a spur right there on that bone with the calcium deposits.
A couple times.
And it feels like you're walking on a rock all the time.
A couple times he was going to eat shit, like twist his ankle, and he like stumbled and stopped himself. I was like, I wonder if he put all the weight there on there.
Moonlighting as a ballerina.
I hurt mine on a pair of heels on New Year's Eve at the Flappers.
So leaning down.
Yeah.
I've been landing the plane for a while, bro. And, every time we fly.
Well, we needed help like 3 weeks ago.
What's up, fool, man? Mexico, Ethiopia, Canada, a lot of the other European Union have canceled the 737 jumbo jet.
The Boeing 737.
Except for the USA, because we're strong.
We're strong, man. We make the parts. you buy a used plane. What do you think?
But now, did you see Trump's tweets about...
No plane fatality to last year.
I don't want a computer scientist flying a plane. I want a pilot. He was saying these planes are getting too complicated.
I ain't really saying that because the guy, Jeff Debo's, whatever his name is? Jeff Debo from Amazon.
Bezos.
He's going to have
building rockets and shit, right?
No, he's going to have non-human operated trucks.
Yeah.
So he started investing, bro, unmanned powered trucks.
So all truck drivers are going to be out of a job, all assets.
Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah. It's going to be done, bro.
See, okay, so Republicans like a hands-off approach, a laissez-faire approach, right?
To free market capitalism.
Free market capitalism. So why can't the disappearance of coal over time and dirty fuel and stuff like that, why can't that naturally happen? Why do we have to prop up that industry? You know what I mean? Like with the way Trump is propping up that industry and saying, we're not going to do this solar. We're going to stop moving forward in some of these green efforts and we're going to just focus on the old technology. The old stuff, that stuff's going to run out too. That's not, those resources don't last forever. But
what does coal burn?
Huh?
Coal.
Coal. What do you mean?
When they're going to burn more coal, look for more coal.
Use it for like trains and shit.
Yeah, but not even that. They power. They do power plants and stuff with coal.
Who's
and
trying to buy steamboats?
Steamboats too, across the pound.
So they're propping up that industry, but then, okay, we've got automated cars coming around. You know, they're still testing it. So once that happens, are we going to be forced to give them, those people, jobs as drivers somewhere else? Like, why do we have to keep propping up an industry if this is what consumers want, you know, or this is what businesses want to do? Businesses have been trying for years to get around labor costs.
Right.
Having robots and stuff.
Automation, right?
It's going to put people out of jobs.
I've been a place in America, man, where people are afraid to drive Priuses.
Oh yeah, they don't think people buy those things. My brother,
for reals, man.
My brother, like,
I don't want no battery, man.
Like in Alabama, man. Like these guys, they're happy. Well, their gas is real cheap, man. They can afford a big ass truck.
Yeah, Johnny, my brother's work
truck. It's 230, right?
My brother's work truck gets 9 miles to the gallon because it's just loaded with equipment and stuff. And so he didn't believe that people were buying electric cars.
There were people
at
my show who think they might get electrocuted in a Prius during a thunderstorm.
When you put the key in?
Bro, do that guy voice, bro, from
Kenny Nagger's mine.
Afraid of being hit by lightning.
Man, I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't going to use no electrical car, man. They're going to hit me with some lightning over here in Amarillo, man. It's dangerous, man.
Hey, man, you think of those people they're going to get those people in Alabama that got affected by the tornado, they're going to get, like, fat checks because the president said to hook them up? Just off lies.
It depends on the claims. How fast are you to get that claim and put it in and then wait for the, you know, whole thing to turn out?
But that's going
to
start on hold. Like, people are, like, are going to make money because, and also scams, too, because, you know, I could promise you I'll do your roof and never show up.
Yeah, third-party agencies dealing with that, the contractors. Also, all this stuff is going to be through email, so those people are going to have issues. But also, too, I think what the argument is with, like, Republicans on that carbon footprint is that the issue isn't really the U.S. It's China and India.
Well, that, too. Of course.
Yeah, they're the ones that are just like, you
of
know,
course. But
we're at least doing something, but like, it goes back. You know
why
I mean?
Not be – I mean, if America is, like, the engine of a lot of industry, you know,
right,
throughout history.
The leaders.
Then and you know, creating new – yeah. Pioneering in different ways.
I think,
then why don't we just keep going that direction? He's taking us back.
I think he's just patting him on the head, Virginia,
yeah,
and all that,
yeah,
and he's like psyching him out. Where they're thinking they're going to like, yeah, exactly. And then by the time he's out of office or whatnot,
he doesn't
go
have
back
to deal with the aftermath. Or, yeah,
because the last administration is all about going green and solar power and all that. You know, I mean, people, you guys were talking about when you guys were buying a house with the solar power, and you guys don't even own it, and you guys got to lease that, and you still owe them.
Yeah,
a check.
There's
it's
different.
Like, what's
there are different deals
here
with those,
right,
but yeah,
that was
a bad situation. We refused to buy that house because
that's horrible too. Sticking you with those old, it's like basically a loan, right?
Yeah, it's like a never-ending loan. It seemed like I was like, I don't want any part of that.
No, I don't want it.
What are you guys eating on?
What's up, fool? Huh? Oh, man. Last night we went to Richard Chang's restaurant.
The truck,
yeah?
He has two trucks.
Our past guest, Richard Chang and Sherms.
Hustle number 4.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Is it good, though?
It's going to
fuck
yeah, dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. It's food, that good.
This it's fool melts
awesome. I had a chili relleno burrito.
He showed me a video.
Badass, man.
Yeah, exactly. Like
way
that,
better than
it's so cheesy and delicious.
CNS? GNS?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, the chili on a burrito, yeah.
Because it feels a little cleaner than JNS. You know?
JNS has that old grill that has scrapings
and
since the 70s.
Like, it's like crispy in the middle.
So what's up with this Richard Chang spot? What's it called?
So
it's called Tejuanito.
Tejuanito.
They're on Sunset and Logan across the street from the Walgreens.
In front of the Walgreens.
In front of Lassen's. In front of the restaurant Sage.
Yeah.
Oh, right there.
Right there.
They're from
corner.
5 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Yeah, they have their hours posted on their Instagram.
But let me tell you, man, do they have those, they have probably one of the best vegan chicharrones I ever had.
Really, dude.
And sometimes, you know, like, I've had chicharron hard, which I love, but I've also had chicharron that's soft. That's made in that little sauce, and that little meat is really rubbery.
It's more spongy.
So they have somehow Johnny, somehow Richard Chang living in Tijuana figured out how to make that shit vegan, I guess. But yeah, it was good, man. Soft. And then he made some mulitas. He put some carne asada inside of it. But what he does that's bad, that's that unique, man. Yeah.
What is it?
He grabs...
they have a burnt cheese roll.
A burnt cheese roll. So he puts a bunch of cheese on a fucking...
grill?
Remember I told you guys about scrape? Now we're talking about cheese scrape now. He puts a bunch of cheese on the pan with butter, right? And lets that cheese melt. And
on
it gets
pan,
burnt
yeah.
on the pan. It gets burned from the bottom. And then he had meat in it. And then he rolls it up.
Well, he used potato and chorizo mixed
potato
together.
Potato and chorizo.
And then he rolled it up. So the cheese became the tortilla.
I've had those before.
And
though.
It was... delicious.
It was bomb, bro.
And they had so many things.
They're
Juanito
2.0. They're in Sunset and Logan Street in
Echo
Park from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Tano Felipe Esparza sent you. Also, man, he makes his own seitan fried chicken sandwich.
He makes his own seitan. That takes work.
It takes a lot of work. And I went to the comedy store, but and I said, you know, I can't eat them no more. I'm a fucking fool, dog.
So he gave us.
You don't even get food no more, dog.
So I got to the house fucking 1 o'clock in the morning, and I started eating that shit like a fat ass bread, so nobody could notice. Like it was a big ass sandwich, bro, like a round sandwich. I started cutting around it. I cut around it.
You cut the bite marks out.
No, I cut. Yeah,
basically,
I cut around the sandwich, bro. When I was done, it looked like a slider. But it was good, man. He makes
he's like a cookie cutter.
He makes like this Korean barbecue over it. Like
a Korean slaw.
Korean slaw. I love slaw now, dog.
What is that? It's slaw or kimchi?
No, he makes like, it's not a kimchi, but it has some spices that are used in some Korean dishes.
Korean stuff.
That are
shit,
made.
It,
that he mixes that with a little mayo and then.
Yeah, he makes a Korean chicken barbecue, a Korean chicken sandwich and a regular chicken sandwich.
Yeah. And the other one, the other slaw for the non-Korean flavor one is onion, garlic, aioli, and then the slaw. So,
right on.
Yeah.
Fucking Richard, that's
delicious,
what's up, dude.
Man. And Richard's just like, he had a heart attack last year.
He had a heart attack. Ooh, yeah.
That's why he did this. Last January, a year ago, he had a heart attack. His dad had a triple bypass. The next day, Richard had a heart attack. His mom has had a triple bypass. His sister, older sister, I don't know if you heard his wife saying that last night. His older sister died last year as well of a heart attack. And then he had a heart attack. And he was like, I'm changing my ways. And so they dove in. He got remarried to this woman. She's Asian, and they're running the whole thing. And they look so happy. He's lost weight. He's just healthy, and he's got this whole new mission in life. And he is so driven. You know, he's an entrepreneur anyway.
Yeah, very like a hustle mentality. He's always been a happy dude.
Yeah, man.
Cool. Those times with Willie Warsena.
But they were making friends with everybody in the neighborhood who was coming by, and they're just
they
chit-chatting. Yeah, they already know him.
Watch the rhythm show up. I had a little molita.
Yeah.
Well, molitas are good, too, man.
I'm going to check it out, dude.
You got to check it out. They're good. What's up, food? This weekend, I'm going to be in San Angelo, Texas, man. Tell all your friends, man. If you live like an hour away, I'm trying to make it out. Friday, March 15th, I'll be at the San Angelo Performing Arts Center,
the Murphy Hall.
See you guys there. Wichita, Kansas. Wichita, we need your help. We need you to show up with some CBD oils now for my foot. Wichita, Kansas. This Saturday, March 16th, I'll be at the Orpheum. What's up, Wichita? What's there to do in Wichita? Go to Oz. Is there like a Wizard of Oz museum or something we can go to? Anybody?
Julie Garden site.
Grand Junction, Colorado. Let me tell you, I'm super excited about going to these shows because I'm going to be there with Rodrigo Torres and Larry Bubbles Brown.
Murr.
That's right. Murr. I don't know where he's going to jog in Wichita.
He's been sick. I have to get him in the night before because he doesn't think he can get up that early.
He'll do press.
For the flight where you guys are going to get up early.
I'm a little under the weather.
So he's like, I'll pay for an extra night at a hotel if I can go in the night before. Because he said he's been sick for a month and he's just so weak.
So, what needs to eat?
I hope he's okay.
Saturday, March 23rd, I'll be at the Grand Junction Avalon Theater. Also, Dallas, Texas, I'm coming to you. I'll be at the Arlington Improv with Johnny Roque, Rodrigo Torres, and Keith Manning. Get off the field.
The Patriots won, baby.
Also, Charlotte, North Carolina, I'm coming at you April 4th through the 6th. I'll be at the Comedy Zone, Hermosa Beach Comedy Magic Club, April 16th.
One night only.
It's going to sell out. It won't be here for a couple of months. Also, we have a shout out too, to BMW Abe. Rest in peace, homie.
Damn, dude.
All right. Passed away a couple of weeks ago. He got his family, man, and friends to start listening to the podcast. And my condolences, bro. Damn, bro. I know this guy. That fool, him and I have a photo. I have a photo of this fool, me choking him. I have him in a chokehold. I met him after the show.
Where at?
I have a photo of him right here. Let's see if we can post it up real quick. I don't know how he passed away. He was sick for a while, having problems. But he got his whole family to listen to the podcast, so that was tight. And then that's who came to the show. Where you at, doggy? Oh, there he is right here. This fool. Shout out to that dog right there. That fool right there.
Damn. Rest in peace, man.
Give him a yeah, man, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. What's up, fool? What's up, fool podcast? Shout out to BMW Abe, man. He's up there listening to the podcast somewhere in the skies. What's up? Let me tell you what happened to me last weekend, man. We were in Miami all week, and I mean all week. We got there on Thursday night, and right away we went to go have some carreta. That shit was closed. Then we had to pay the guy cash to take us to another place that was open. Man, let me tell you, man, I love eating Cuban food. Even though I can't eat the meat, I still like eating the beans and the fried bananas, the maduros, with bananas, rice, and black beans and fried plantains, a little as Marti soda. Of hot sauce. I really don't like adding any other stuff to my food, you know, that's going to change the whole flavor of what it's supposed to be, like Cuban food. Like, I'm not going to eat the fucking Cuban food with a fucking tortilla. It's going to fuck it all up. I'm not going to get a flour tortilla. I'm not going to get a piece of bread. I'm not going to put no fucking guacamole sauce and fuck it all up. What did it fuck it all up?
What's that?
Cuban food, yeah, guacamole.
That would be one thing, but not like avocado slices.
I know guacamole will fuck it all up, right? Yeah, hell yeah. It's just the whole texture, right? That. You don't need a tortilla, huh?
Nah. Use those bolillos that they have.
You need the rice, man. I ate la carreta, I think the whole night, every day I was there. I lost 10 pounds. And when I got home, I was 279 pounds. Now I'm back to 290. But I didn't eat bread all week, so I didn't even notice it. You know, I just didn't notice it. That I was just eating rice and beans every day. And let me tell you, man, I could live off rice and beans and bananas every day and hot sauce. Every once in a while, a little Coca-Cola. What's up, fool? How'd you like that coffee, fool?
I liked it a lot. I had more café con leches. I only had one straight colada. But there's, you know, that taste you can only get over there in Miami, dude. You can get Cuban coffee here, but it's not going to be the same.
Man, I had on Sunday, we went to La Carreta, and I had a colada. A colada thing is like a double espresso, right? A double espresso with a bunch of sugar. I don't even know how much espresso is in it, or the coffee. What is it, just the three espressos in it?
It's just fucking a lot of espresso, that much.
Yeah, it's like a whole little, tiny little cup of espressos.
Spoonful of sugar.
With a spoonful of sugar. and they give you these tiny little cups. I guess you're supposed to like share it. Share it?
Yeah.
$1.50, right? Mm-hmm. But wait, man, there ain't no Starbucks in that neighborhood near La Carreta. You can't compete because La Carreta's coffee is the best. $1.50 for that little piece of coffee. And I don't think Starbucks can ever sell a coffee for $1.50, huh?
Bad. It won't even taste as good, dude. All those fucking Starbucks there were all empty, dude.
So I drank that coffee, and then I drank another coffee later on when I was there. And then on the way back home, I drank another coffee. Man, by the time I got to the comedy club, I felt nauseous. I felt like throwing up. I felt like I got off 10,000 roller coasters.
You guys were all jittery and shit?
Fuck yeah, bro. I couldn't even taste food. What's up, fool? What did you eat over there that you like?
The best thing that I like, because I had a Cuban sandwich on the way out. That was all right. What did you eat at, though? La Carreta, airport. But the thing that I liked the best was the lechon, roast pork, with that chicharron on the top. Forget about it.
Did it come with lemon?
No. It just onions in like vinegar in the onions. Fresh onion slices.
Did you get it from, was it better than Bridgeport?
Yeah.
Bridgeport was a Cuban food or just a regular restaurant?
I think they mixed Cuban with Brazilian food.
Yeah.
Because it had that, what is it called? Chucharrasco, or how do you say that?
Carrasco.
So that Brazilian, like the meat that they turn over.
Yeah.
Chucharros. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Churrusco.
I don't know.
I had that one time, that man. I went to those places where when I was in Texas.
Didn't you guys go to Fogo de Chao?
Yeah,
or
Fogo de Chao, bro.
You went to Mondo or something?
With Gary Iglesias. That they took me that for leaving because they ordered too much.
But that's the style that they do it. Man, they slice it off.
It's like it's like when they bring that big. It's like everybody shows up with different styles of meats. But me, I always like the crispy part, bro. I never liked the
I love the edges. That's why that sandwich over there at Rudy's in Texas, the chop sandwich, the edges, the little bits and pieces, the little hard parts. Oh, it's so good, dude.
Oh, man, I don't know.
I like scrape.
I'm vegan, but, man, let me tell you, I saw some good-ass scrape. Some Asian dude, he took out some fucking duck out of the oven, bro, and it was super, super crispy, dog. And that fool, like, he cut it up his own way. But what he did first, bro, he cut off the hard part, the crispy parts first. Like, with a thin-ass knife, bro. He took all the crispy parts off, and he put them on the side.
Should look caramelized.
And then he took out crisp and meat together. And then he turned around, and he made more crisp. Like, bro, they eat everything, huh?
They don't waste anything, dude. Come on,
and then he opened it up, bro, and whatever's inside, he molded it up. And then, like, somehow put all the meat and all the crisp back together to make it look like a duck on a plate. But goddamn, bro, man. That shit must taste tangy, huh? That fucking duck crisp.
Dude, I heard duck is good. I've never had it. Have you?
What? No, yeah. Never.
Dude, I heard it's bomb.
I heard it might give you a heart attack.
Looks good. Dude, everything is going to give you a heart attack, fool.
Back in the so salty, huh?
Sodium, good, one thing. Huh? Yeah, fat, another thing.
When you get your food, do you put salt on it before you taste it or afterwards?
Nah, dude, my mom never allowed us to put salt on shit, so I never got in that impression. But there's some people that either do it right away and people that do it after, but I use pepper, that's all I use.
My dad was a salt fiend, bro.
Salt tastes good, dog. That's why.
Yeah, but like, even, and then like Fluffy and Willie Barcena, those who will put salt on food without even tasting it, bro. On eggs.
They probably had bland-ass food growing up.
If we put salt on ham.
Damn. Ham's already sodium.
I know, right? What's up, man? Who's out here? Mario Cruz, Antonio Brown with the Raiders. How about that, bro? Huh? How about the guy from the New York Giants going to the Browns? How sad is he? Whataburger wins every time. Bro, you're right, bro. I love Whataburger. What's up, fool? Shout out to the disabled Raza. Arturo Farfan. Hector Munoz. Whatever. It's like a bootleg Burger King Whopper. Hodad's the best burger. Never heard of Hodad's. In San Diego.
You know, yeah, Hodad's? Dude. Pacific Beach. Hodad's is bomb, dog.
It is bomb?
Yeah. You got to go. Whoa. I don't know if they do a vegan burger. They probably do. Right there in Pacific Beach.
La Carreta is the best Cuban food ever. Actually, man, No, bro. Let me tell you about another place that we went to. The place of Jugos.
Oh, El Palacio de los Jugos.
El Palacio de los
that
Jugos,
that was
dog.
Good, dog.
What's up, fool?
What's happening, brother?
What's up, man?
How's it going, man?
Sure, man.
What's up, man?
Hey, Felipe. What's up, fool?
Good, how you doing, man? Look at this pit. That's, you know, I had one. I've had two pits like that, like, exactly. Like they could be.
Where's she at?
She's on the floor right there behind me.
And her name was Doja. My brother named her, of course. And my little Mexican mom was like, Doja! Doja! You know?
What kind of pit do you have? A
Staffordshire?
No,
Terrier.
That's different. She's a Staffy. She's just a Staffy. It's different from a Staffordshire Terrier. Staffordshire is a little different.
A little Staffy and only Staffy short.
Well, there's two short. Different. It's two different. But Staffy is what she is.
She's from
Staffy
England.
Pitbull?
Mm-hmm. She's Staffy. Staffy's just a Pitbull type of dog.
Singles that way.
What's up, fool? We got Jorge Diaz and his homie right here.
JR
Clavillazo, yeah. What's up?
Jerry Villarreal.
Joey Villarreal?
JR Villarreal.
Oh, JR.
Juan Villarreal Jr., but yeah, JR Villarreal.
Right on. Man.
Quick trivia. Do you know
Juan Villarreal from Houston, right?
Do you know
JR? He still owe me a CD, eh?
My dad, but that's my dad's name, Juan Villarreal. So anytime anybody tells me, wait, Juan Villarreal, I'm like, yes. Juan Villarreal de los Cachorros del Norte? Yes, that's me too.
Yeah, because there's a Juan Villarreal in Texas, the comedian.
Yeah. Stand up.
And I don't think he had a junior, bro.
Like we met his son like a long time
we
ago.
Met his son, bro.
But I don't think he was a junior. His name was like Ryan or
his
something.
His son was cool, bro. One time there was a guy hating on my page, and that guy lives in Houston, and then he hits me up privately. I found out where that fool lives, bro. What do you want me to do? Watch him for me, bro.
What do you want me to do?
Keep him there, dog.
Let's conspire to commit a felony.
Call Jay Prince.
What's up, Jorge, man?
What's How up, you been, man? I've been good, man. Just running around. You know, just fucking driving. That's all I do.
I was telling people, like somebody asked me on the way here, like, what movie was he in, bro? Bro, he was in that Paranormal Activity movie in Oxnard, dog.
But it actually took place off, like, Adams and Crenshaw. That's where, like, the spot was. And people from Oxnard. Yeah, because people from Oxnard are like, they're like, there's no hills in Oxnard, dog. He's like, I know that shit was in L.A. He's like, where'd you guys film that shit? I'm like, off Adams.
Man.
They're curious about their neighborhood. If
fools get mad, especially when, like, I saw a movie with you, right, with 50 Cent in it. And they were robbing a bank, and they said they were in the Bay Area, but they were not in the Bay Area. They were in Long Beach the whole time. Den of Thieves.
Gerard Butler.
They were not in the city. Yeah. They were not in the city supposed to be in. And that's the only thing that got to me was like.
Because they're all stuck on that.
They're in Long Beach, bro.
They're by the Hooters in Long Beach.
Not even Long Beach. They were saying it was the Bay Area, but it's not Long Beach. It was Long Beach the whole time.
It was no Oakland.
That's what everyone in L.A. knows. That's what kind of takes away from, like, the magic of watching, like, certain films and series because you see it and you're like, oh, man, that's
really
right there.
Not.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's right there, man.
We were just in Miami last week.
Oh, really?
You been there?
Yeah, man, I love Miami.
You Cuban food?
I just love food in general. Like, I'm a big just – I just love food. But then, like, you know what? I don't eat red meat anymore.
Me neither.
Yeah, I know. And I don't eat I don't eat any dairy. Well, it gives me gas because then I'll get – especially if you cut it out. If you cut it out for a long ass time, I do a bunch of voiceover shit, and they always have snacks, and from Porto's usually. And I was starving, and I get little potato balls. You know the little potato balls that have, like, ground beef in it?
Yeah,
exactly.
Those are the best.
So
they have meat, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The best one of the Colombian ones, they have chicken.
Yeah, exactly. This one had beef in it.
Yes, bro.
And I got super sick. Like, it came out both ends, and I was like, oh shit, I can't touch that shit anymore.
What did
someone wasn't wearing their gloves at Porto's?
No, it's because I stopped eating beef for, like, it's been like two
the
and a half years.
Put the mop on the toma. Yeah, we went to a place in Miami called La Carreta.
Oh yeah,
but we went to a morgue. We went this local guy this time. His father's Cuban. His mother's Puerto Rican, and his dad came from Cuba in the '80s. And he took us to the hood. We found, like, you ever seen Gallo Hero here?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. HP, Gallo HP, Hero,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They got everything that's Mexican, right? Pan dulce, cowhead. Well, we went to that version of fucking the Cuban version of that.
La Carreta.
El Gallo Coño.
Is that what it's really called?
No, it's called
Palacio de los Jugos.
Palacio de los Jugos, bro. Nice. And they had a lot of fucking pork, man. A lot of garlic. Good shit, bro. And then fried rice.
Three types of rice.
No, for real. And then Chinese fried rice. And I asked the lady, why are they training for a ride? No, tenemos muchos chinitos.
That's how you know you're in the hood.
So that's the influence, bro. Like, so they have to have it. Yeah. So the fried rice, it was like the regular beans, you know, black beans and pork. And then they had the regular black beans with the peppers and the garlic, the white rice. Then they had the yellow rice paella. But then they had fried rice, regular Chinese fried rice.
Mm. Nice. Good for business.
Because they influence.
Exactly.
Like Mambo's. Have you ever been to Mambo's?
Yes.
Mambo's in Houston, right? It's in the south, but they have like mariscos and camarones, everything Mexican, like mariscos now, and then fried rice.
You're from Houston?
Yeah.
That's what's
up. You know, hey, let me give you a shot.
But that's funny because the comedian friend of mine, Juan Villarreal, is from Houston too.
Maybe it is me.
Maybe you're cousin, huh?
Maybe we're cousins. We don't
know.
Give
some Juan Villarreal, bro.
JR was the little kid in Aquila and the Bee. Remember that movie? Aquila and the Bee with Kiki.
Yeah.
Still living off it.
Yeah.
Still
he was that little kid.
Still bringing in those paychecks.
Residuals.
My mom keeps them.
I DM Kiki Palmer to send me money. I said, please, Kiki, I need something.
So you grew up in Houston? Like, what part of Houston?
Like, I the was floods. Born in the third Ward. Oh, sorry. Here, there it is. I was born
in basically
Houston.
New Orleans.
Pretty much NOLA. No. Like, lived in Third Ward.
What does that mean for the people in LA, like Third Ward? Like Heights?
Like downtown.
Like, yeah, like.
Like near downtown. Like, Houston is pretty much like, imagine.
How many wards in Houston?
Jammed together. Like nine.
Yeah, because the ghetto wards are from the 7th Ward.
In LA, we only have Montgomery wards.
Not anymore. No. And Fedco, rest in peace, Fedco.
It's LA's broken up in districts.
Districts, yeah.
Same thing.
Same thing. It's called Heights. You call them wards?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
It's all together. Houston's like, LA's all together. Houston's way spread apart. So you got to drive 40 minutes just to get to any real house.
That circle of bitch, man.
Yeah.
A few southern cities have them. They call them wards and they deal with them like that.
Yeah.
Chicago's different too. What are they? Do they call theirs wards as well? They have aldermen.
Aldermen,
what are they in charge of? I thought they were.
They're like councilmen.
Yeah.
Same thing. Like,
but it's like a, I thought they were called. They called their areas something else too, but.
I don't know. I feel stupid.
That's weird.
I don't know about wards and aldermen's dog.
Alderman.
Wait, Alderman. So Al and Bill, right? Own this whole, like, the studio.
Yeah.
His name's Juan Villarreal.
Al's the homie, man.
it's like a co-op.
He has one.
Yeah, we just did a pilot together last year with George Lopez. Difference. And we bonded, me and Al, because we're like the same. We're exactly the same height, weight, inseam, waist, shoe size. Everything. Al Madrigal. We're allergic to the same shit. His kid, and it kept on happening. He goes, oh, my son, you know, he goes to this high school. I'm like, that's the high school I went to. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, you know, my grandpa fought in the revolution. Like, what the fuck? It's crazy.
That's funny.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Give him some Al, bro. Imitate him.
He's like, so I can't do it.
He almost had it.
You gotta do it.
Listen, I can't do it.
You're doing it.
You gotta get real intense about it.
Do it, Lisa.
No,
do it.
I only do it at home.
I can't really do them, dude. Yeah.
Well, we just bought a new condo and
I'm gonna
be a Ratatouille.
What kind of face is that?
Like he's got a good smile.
Casey with a sinus problem. It's going to,
There is a little bit of that, Casey Kasem. I hear that. I know what you mean.
Do it.
No.
Do it. Do it, bro.
I can't do it, but he's just like.
Not for an audience.
Come on, H-Town. Yeah. H-Town, finally do it.
I don't even know who
we are.
He's been talking about the Sixth Ward over here.
On the Daily Show for a minute, he was like the Mexican correspondent, you know? Like everything Latino. If you see him, you'd be like, oh, of course. I just saw you would dig his specials. Dope, man. That Shrimpin' Ain't Easy. He's a good storyteller.
Up here.
That Alessandro Madrigal.
Yeah, that's a good one.
See, that's exactly it, man. Uh-huh. That's the way he talks.
See, you do have an impression.
Oh, maybe a little bit. I've never actually tried to do it until
now. This is what Jorge does. He says he can't do an impersonation, and then he hits it spot on every time.
But that's the best kind, when it just comes out your first thought of what the pieces you see as Al. You know, like that's Al.
Anyway, I love you, Al.
So I got a call from Willie yesterday, right?
Doing like a De Niro.
I sound like Gary Shandling.
The first speech at Sundance over here. Or what's the name of
I'm trying to get Al on the Rebecca, show. Yeah. He said, no, he didn't want to play basketball.
You know, some people at home listening don't know that you actually do this on YouTube too. And that sometimes you're answering the chat, you know.
At home.
Some people at home listening on the audio podcast. The audio podcast is the biggest listener base, right?
Yes.
But we also do this on YouTube.
Live.
live on Wednesdays usually.
Live? Wait, is this live right now?
Yeah. And so people comment, and some people don't, and you answer the comments, and some people don't know that you're comment. You're answering
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm answering comment people. Okay?
So like, but you guys can chat with us sometimes. What? We'll answer you.
Yeah, man. Hit us up next time. Go on YouTube.com/ATC.
Yeah.
Does Jorge hate Steve-O too?
You hate Steve-O? I love Steve-O. Well, you know, because there was that whole beef between them, right? I didn't even know about that between like Al and Steve-O.
Oh, I didn't know. Really?
No, me and Steve-O work on a cartoon together. I just met Steve-O the other day. I'd never met him ever. And we do that? Captain Underpants.
He's vegan too.
Oh, I love Captain Underpants.
Yeah, he did a couple episodes of Captain Underpants, the Netflix series.
I used to read that book to my son.
Yeah, it's a good book, man.
Somebody said do some Barry Katz.
Someone said do some Barry Katz.
So I was hanging out with Lisa and Chico showed up and they were asking about
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque, Felipe, what up, dog? Felipe, let me tell you something.
Puro Zacatecas, Rodrigo. Damn, chill out, Jose Rojas.
What's up, man? Anybody here listening in Wichita, hit me up. Wichita. Anybody listening live on Wichita, Kansas? I'm going to be in Wichita this Saturday, man. You know, I can't really travel over there with my cologne, so somebody's going to meet me there and spray me with some Chanel 420.
Some good code. That's some good code, dog. You're a little slick right there with that one.
Yeah, I can't travel with my cologne, man. Every time I travel with my cologne, they take it away from me, man.
You got to get the 3.8 ounces.
Travel size.
Let me tell you, man, you can be backstage chilling, man, like a boss with your fur coat. And they in Wichita, Kansas. Hey, man, when we were in with Mike Epps, that's the only time I've seen people backstage waiting with fur coats on.
Hell yeah, dog. Some rollers out there, dog.
Like, you know,
chinchilla
Mike Epps,
coats.
Right? So I was opening for him. We went to a lot of cities.
It was part of like a.
But in Chicago, man, he had an entourage, bro.
Chicago was insane.
He said it was a pimp hose down convention.
Oh,
man.
Bad, dude.
To see Mike Epps.
Yeah,
there was like 100 people like decked out to the T.
Those were his friends, though, weren't they? It was a lot of people who knew him and then friends of friends.
Yeah, because he's from Indiana.
We saw one dude, man, he actually had real wings, bro. Like,
yeah.
He goes, later, y'all. He went like this and they opened it up.
Took off.
What? You met John Travolta from the Angel
Michael.
Movie?
I was like, whoa, dog, who's that?
Michael. Oh, that's Michael.
He goes, yeah, man. That's my home. Yeah, man, you're one of that was that pimp, Michelle Bell.
Dang. That's
famous pimp, though.
Yeah. Famous pimp awesome, was there, bro.
That's cool. That's like, that's straight, like, you know, ghetto couture.
And then, like real ghetto, like, not only is he selling his merch, the people outside selling fake Mike Epps merch.
Damn. Giving them a little piece.
That's how you know you made it, bro. When you have scalpers selling fake tickets, you got people out there robbing your fans at gunpoint, you know, and then you got fucking people
selling
bootleg t-shirts. Yeah. You got people asking for – people showing up with scripts that are half-written.
And you got Kenny Howell bagging on you people for the stage and punking people to
then
buy
you got
a seat.
You got friends of his that are funny as fuck bagging on everybody backstage. Ah, man, they don't want to give me a mic.
Oh, yes.
There's only that guy. Ah, they don't want to give me a mic. Hi, Michael.
Shoot the arrow.
Mike, tell him how you took all my shit.
Climb the
Those
ball.
Those guys are the funniest, eh? Like, give him some mark.
Some... What Mark?
Mark from the fucking Louis.
Oh, what are you talking about, Holmes? Hey, man, don't you owe me $5, Holmes? Let's play a game, Holmes.
This old cholo hangs out this party go to.
I'm only 2 years
this
older
than
you,
This guy walks up
Holmes.
To a stranger and goes, man, don't you owe me $10? Come on, give me $10. So finally the guy gets $10.
Are you serious?
Let's play for it, Holmes. I got it for $40, Holmes. Now you only owe me $30.
If we have a prison mentality outside in the workplace, bro. Like,
right.
Come on, man. You owe me $10. You got $10? Okay, I got these cards. They play blackjack. Come on, let me play.
He doesn't Real even quick. Need $10.
No, but he wants it.
His brother made him stop gambling in the shop because he wanted to take a cut from his earnings. He said, fuck that, Holmes.
Yeah, it is that prison mentality because you tax people, right?
Yeah, his brother told him that, like, you gotta stop playing blackjack cards in the workplace, or I'm gonna start taxing you.
Take a little rake.
So the fool fight any of the brothers. The fool brother dies. They play who has the bigger dice. That's your dice. Anything, bro. How many roaches are up in the sky?
Yeah, you see all the butterflies outside, man? Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
MC Pancho's out
MC
there.
MC Pancho,
I was just
bro.
Telling
I thought it was just me. I thought it was just in my head.
I thought it was locusts. I was like,
that's like a billion butterflies in the state of California, right?
Oh, yeah. Also, Mike Epps brought a kangaroo on stage, too.
What?
In Chicago, though.
A kangaroo?
Well, some Detroit, dude brought yeah. it on stage.
He an actual Detroit. Kangaroo?
Yeah, man. It was a hip-hop show.
Dang.
He got yeah, in trouble from PETA, and I think man. He had to oh, donate really? To PETA.
Me too. I got in trouble, too, for some people.
Well, some people saw the video,
for
but they thought...
Banner.
Yeah, but he didn't have anything to do with it, the kangaroo.
It's hilarious. If they would have never seen that post, they would have never been outraged.
Yeah. We have a guy that's a blood, and he never pronounces his C, so he's over there chilling at the Brime Lab.
That's hard. That's hard. That's hard. He's at the Brime Lab, good.
It's Bapped in underpants.
Listen, do your bag.
That fool sound like he be at the Brian Black chilling in my chilling my bubicle. All bumferable. All
bumferable. Butterich.
Booming.
So you started acting in Houston?
Well, yeah, like a little convention there, like a scam convention type thing.
Hey, that's how I started kind of. Yeah, I didn't know
It was a place where they tell you, like, yo, man, we're going to put you in movies. We're going to put you in commercials.
Yeah, what was that?
You want to meet Michael Jackson?
We're going to give
you
here's
I was with Hanga. I was with Hanga Gabriel.
Here's $800. Give us $800. We'll get you a resume.
Yeah, we'll give you a video.
That would happen?
A real.
We'll get you a video reel with Michael Jackson.
They had. I mean, there was more prominent back in the day. Mm-hmm. All those were
everybody
more.
Who wants to be an actor or a model does. They get through that.
And you hear like.
Show up at a hotel.
Show
casting all.
Yeah, the Hilton, LAX.
I really believe that when I was a little kid, too.
Yeah. Well, your daughter did, too.
I believe that for comedy classes.
She thought she was going to go get taken away for some modeling contract.
Barbazon.
She's very pretty, you know, but it's like anytime they're asking you to pay.
It's scary.
Because
you. I mean, at least my parents, they were like excited about it. And then you're there and you're like, damn, anything could really happen right now in this room with this adult.
Ernie G's right there with his underwear.
Yeah. Like, why is...
You know who that is?
Why
is
Kenny G?
Ernie G.
Oh, Ernie G.
How old were you when you...
Comedian?
How old were you when you started acting?
Like... 10 or 11.
Little.
That's what the motivational speaking.
So did you want to go, did you want to start acting at that age? Or what was that time was your that, parents
how was
that?
I did. I was like 10 or 11.
Me too.
You were not.
I did when I wanted to act. I used to watch Little Rascals.
Yeah,
Zach could still stand there and get hit by a pie.
Yeah. What's her name? What's her name? The girl in it?
Which one?
What's the girl's character name in it?
Oh, Delilah?
Darla.
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 Delilah.
Darla. That's who you like?
Yeah, Darla.
You had a crush on her?
I had a little thing.
I like Miss Crabtree, dog.
Miss Crabtree.
I had a crush on the little girl from My Girl. Remember My Girl, Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah. I would really cry, bro.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
That was
from
that was
she's on Veep now.
Yeah, Veep.
She's on Veep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Everybody made me cry, and I was 30 watching it.
No, but yeah, man, I could cry. I was scared of bees, too, for like my whole childhood.
Really?
Up until this day, man. I don't like bees. That's I mean, right. I try to understand
right
them now.
There on your
look at improv right.
What kind of class, what kind of... ad was it? Who answered it? Your mom?
No. So I got literally. This is how I haven't even told this story in a long ass time. Very few people know this. So the way I started, I convinced my mom to enroll me in this acting class. But basically, I heard on Power 106. I was in like seventh grade, I think. And they're like, "Come to the Airport Hilton like this Saturday, June, whatever, blah blah blah. If you want to be an actor and da 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 da." So I told my mom, "I was like,
hey, that's where he met him.
DJ in a port.
Ever been to San Francisco?"
So I show up there. I tell my mom. My mom's like, "Okay, mijo, si tú quieres, right?" Because the whole as soon as I mentioned I wanted to be an actor,
they
she's like,
"Ay,
mijo, you know
numbers.
That career isn't stable. You should." And I was like, "Who says I want to do it as a career?" I'm like, "I'm going to basketball practice. Why can't I just go to acting class?" And she's like, "Okay, pues si tú quieres, you know whatever." And so I show up to this place, and I was number 273, and there was like hella little kids there with professional headshots, and they're like stage moms. And I tell my mom, I was like, "Wait, was I supposed to bring that too?" And she's like, "I don't know, mijo.
Mom, you got to step it up."
Yeah, exactly. You got to set this shit up, mom. Look at that kid. So I go up there and you're like, "Hi, I'm Jorge Diaz and I'm 12 years old and I really want to be an actor." And then after – and you say something about you that's unique and you talk to these little – like these little people. I mean, you talk to these people that are supposed to be like managers and
like
agents
midgets?
And like industry professionals, right? Whatever.
What is it?
I had a crush on Bucky Brewster.
Oh, Bucky Brewster, man.
Still do. Yeah.
Still do. Big ass titties, dog.
Oh, is it Michoacan? That's
crying,
where
bro.
The things are coming from. That's where my family's from.
Where, Michoacan?
Yeah. They still do. Laugh out loud.
Listen, Milano, some Kleenex, eh?
Oh, Punky Boobster, bro. She had a back surgery yeah. because her boobs were too big.
No, she had reduction. Oh, that's right. Because her back was hurting.
Yeah.
I need to get that.
The first time I saw her, after a long time, when she came on the Wonder Years real quick. She was in a canoe with, what's her name? Freddie Savage.
With Fred Savage, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Briefly, and went, Punky, and it was gone.
I want to do like a Wonder Years, but like that style with like, like have it be like just some real shit, but a lot of funny moments.
Like American Summer.
Yeah, but like of a Latino family, like growing up, right? But have it be like very like just an American fucking show. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that'd be dope. Cause that was power. I remember when his like brother came Garcia back from like
revamp.
Oh yeah, the Brothers Garcia. Yeah, man.
The Brothers Garcia.
I think that would hit more now.
Now, yeah. Right? It did before, and it did well.
Exactly, man.
You were on that show?
Yeah, I did two episodes of that show.
Oh, really?
Garcia? Yeah, the Brothers Garcia.
Yeah,
you were on Eastlow High, too, right?
Eastlow High, too, man.
I wrote season four?
Three.
What?
Season three, I wrote
the punched
jokes.
Up. He punched what? Up both season
oh, really?
Three.
How did I not know
he
about that, man?
Had a funny line. It was my line.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah, if you had a funny line, it was mine.
I had a funny line for that girl when she found out her dad was a rapist and all of that.
Her dad was molesting her
yeah,
sister.
Yeah, I had a funny line.
What?
Not a funny line, but a line that made the mom look more ghetto.
Oh, okay.
Because she had a line that she was this, and I gave her a more ghetto ass line.
Yeah. What was it?
I forgot, dude. Oh.
Well, like she told her, you used your joke that like what were you wearing or what shorts were you wearing?
Oh, I said like, she said like you know like I have a joke where I would say that when you get molested in a Latino house, nobody ever gives a fuck what happened to you. They give a fuck about what you're wearing.
It's
she got
like
raped, right?
Talking, yeah.
She, mom, I got raped. Pendeja puta, what were you wearing?
Yeah.
So I gave her that line.
It's very cultural, man.
Yeah,
that goes,
so it was
that
hard, goes, bro, but it's yeah. a real funny and line.
It's,
and
but
it's good.
Some hard shit, though, because it's true.
So whatever line she had, I just fucking erased it, bro. And I put, yeah, man, she needs this hardcore line or not. Her or I was not going to work because her character
would have denied it.
It's
yeah,
ghetto.
Like would have been like
her character would never embrace her mad raping her daughter. She would have been kind of jealous, you know.
Yeah. And it's a good reflection. It opens up that conversation about like how we do that to a lot of young women. They're like, well, you shouldn't have been wearing that, and blah blah blah. Instead of like teaching young men, you shouldn't fucking rape.
Oh yeah, grandma's there. Pues anda de flusi la niña.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Anda de puta la chelsea, pues sí, pues claro, pues anda ya la Mónica, pues no, pues ni modo, pues mira cómo anda vestida. Ahí va la misa así, mira, habla, en la falda, la puta. And they don't stop, like, abuelita, yeah, okay, man. We're at church right now. Could you stop talking like that?
But they never realized, how about him being a pervert, you know?
Yeah.
They never question, pero son diferentes tiempos.
Or that they won't say anything.
Or they'll say, like, different times. What different times?
Yeah, man.
He's still alive.
Yeah,
it's fucked.
You know that? Well, that class I took, I ended up taking the class, and it was like this commercial. You know who was my teacher's assistant? Is Efren Ramirez.
Really?
You know Pedro?
Yeah,
he was on. So he's no, and he just texted me, which is so crazy.
Yeah.
Really?
He literally just texted me this morning out of nowhere. And I haven't talked to him in a long ass time because we were both in Albuquerque shooting out different projects.
Give me a shout out.
And he texted me, and I haven't even responded. I need to respond. What up, Efren?
Yeah, tell him you did the show. He was on the show a couple years ago. Yeah, he was here.
Did you want to be act when you were little?
Yeah, dude, of course you're going to want to be the like the little kid in a hook. blow out the candle or some shit like that. Nothing like be a Tom Cruise or any of that bullshit. Little character go, hey, what's going on? Walk away with your backpack.
The cool guy.
That's it. Just one of the guys.
I remember Martin one time. Martin Moreno, he's on Yo podcast.
Oh, Tony.
Hey, that fool said one. He said, imagine when it come out of a car badass.
On the waterfront over here, or what?
Yeah, he wouldn't be that guy. Like, he
like a rap video.
He wouldn't be. Get up, Chucky! For Blood and Blood.
Blood and Blood Out. Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to watch.
Were you in it?
Nah, hell
were
no.
you in it? He wasn't even born when it was shot, right?
I was probably like a year old.
Maybe a year old.
I was 10.
You should have said yes.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
Well, they arrested a guy yesterday morning who left his house in Maine, Augusta, and drove all the way to the Google building in fucking San Jose.
Uh-huh.
And they caught that fool like six blocks before he could get there. He was trying to attack the people at Google because they took his YouTube page down.
Shut the front door.
This is recently?
Yeah.
Just the fact that they arrested him means that he's a crazy motherfucker and did some crazy shit. Well,
they were watching him.
They wanted his page, right? When they did more, but when they did more investigation, it was his wife took it down, bro. She didn't want him to be on the fucking YouTube all day.
No, you're lying.
I'm not lying.
There's That's why that do she it all
took
day,
it down?
Yeah, there's people all on that day. Shit all day.
All day.
So she took it down because she was tired of his shit, you know, him being on there.
Yeah.
And he thought it was Google.
Yeah.
And plotted to kill somebody at Google.
Jesus. Yeah.
What the hell? That's like a movie.
But she didn't. She never told him.
That's
she never
crazy.
Told him.
Dude.
She goes, I'm going to go kill somebody at Google. Yeah, go ahead. And
What the fuck?
Go ahead, you idiot.
Oh, my God.
The FBI will monitor your ass. Oh,
no, it's true, man. That's just for real.
They caught this idiot, you know, like 6 blocks away, I guess. He must have gotten one of the Google bikes. Oh,
had the Google glasses on.
His wife took it down, bro.
That's crazy.
What was his page? What is his page?
They were
page?
Just following him on his timeline. On
probably.
Yeah,
totally.
Timeline. Okay, he's getting
gassing up in Nevada.
Right?
This guy. That's true. I know a couple guys that their wives tell them that they can only have so many hours of video games and like so much. I was like, God damn.
Bobby Lee can only play for midnight.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, but
he plays with visual games with Eric Griffin.
Eric Griffin from Workaholics.
Yeah, and they play like all night, bro. Like,
yeah, they start at like 2 a.m.
2 a.m. and they end at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Eric used to be my brother's basketball coach.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Daniel Murphy. That no longer exists, the all-boys school. Oh, wow. Isn't that crazy?
All-boys school? Eric Griffin the coach?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they know him as Coach Eric. So many like LA kids like know Eric Griffin as Coach Eric. Yeah.
Coach Eric.
They're like, Coach Eric's like, he's like famous now, dog.
I didn't know Eric could play basketball.
Wow.
Oh, dunking and shit, huh?
I don't know. He wore those short, tiny shorts.
You don't have to play.
Gonna see you in my office.
Amy, so that's how you got into acting through Eric Griffin? No.
It was just through that class, man. And Jessica Alba had just graduated from that class. And they had
Flipper
up on the poster. Like, congratulations to Jessica Alba, who just booked Flipper.
The series.
Remember
our first client in 20 years who booked something.
Like, who's that?
Exactly.
Now we're going to rape all these fools.
But what client was it?
Jessica Alba.
But who was her client? Who was her manager?
So I don't know how she who. Big, this is the thing. So every couple months they would have a showcase
that's cool.
And like
Alvarado Ray.
And agents and like managers would come.
I was my first agent out here.
Me too, bro.
Alvarado
Ray, bro.
Me corrieron, me pilaron la chingada, bro.
Why? Whatever.
My friend is still with them. Armando Cosillo.
Shut up.
They saved me a lot of stuff.
Oh, my.
But I wasn't taking it seriously. I didn't know how to read a script.
This is a long time ago.
I didn't know you had to go there high.
Wow.
I was you ever seen that movie, Smiley Face?
Shit is hard.
With Anna Faris?
Anna Faris.
Watch it, people. That?
It's
watch
fucking
it.
Funny. Can't find it anywhere.
That's how I would show up, man. Like, goofy to the audition, laughing.
She gets high. It's a and whole high movie.
Being so nervous that I'm just talking to everybody, bro.
It's the best, dude. It's a badass movie.
The guy fired, he gave me like a long speech in Spanish. Then before he finished, I said, you said that in English, man.
I was like, you didn't laugh in his face or anything?
Vete. Then he called Mando Cosillo to complain for another hour, bro.
That's crazy.
What's up with all these lecturers, dog? Dude,
Alvarado was an actor in the 1950s and Ray was too.
In the
Alvarado Ray.
Old school, bro.
Oh, shit.
They got tired of playing Indians, bro. And they started having an agency.
Yeah. No, that's probably what happened.
Foreigners.
That was the original Tonto.
It was tough back then for Latino actors, right?
Fuck.
In the 50s?
But there was a point, though, where the Mexican Hollywood and American Hollywood combined there, you know?
Like,
but like Maria Felix and
that was the golden era in Mexico.
Right, but it kind of coincided with the one here, too. And there was a crossover, and Cantinflas was here doing American movies.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
And it's like it was starting, but then it got pushed back.
Yeah.
And then
Rita Hayworth, who was a huge golden era actress. She was Margarita Consuelo or something like that, right?
And then you had I Love Lucy, you know?
There's
and
some Mexican actors also
room.
That were like, actually, every time they played American movies, they were always lovers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true, too.
Like,
that is
done.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Ramon Valdez, you know Ramon Valdez, El Loco Valdez,
yeah.
And then El Chavo, them, that fool, Don Ramon. His Ramon. Brother, his older brother, Tintan. He was the first, Tintan was Don Ramon's brother, right, from El Chespirito.
Oh, yeah.
Don Ramon.
Yeah, exactly. Don Ramon, the old.
And, you know, and,
he
then, took the, and you have El Loco Valdez.
Yeah.
Remember that, all that Chicano, the way they walk?
Yeah, exactly.
He made that shit up.
Oh, as like a character?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, because, the whole Zoot Suit stuff, too. He took that from the black community.
His character,
brought it to
his
Mexico.
Character was a guy who grew up in the United States and now living in Mexico. So he has a Chicano vibe. Like, he speaks English and Spanish, but he's in Mexico. And the way he walks, that's the whole Zoot Suit vibe.
Wow.
He invented it, bro. And then people...
Well, he took it from the black community and brought it to...
Yeah, the whole jive shit. But, but when people are like Mexicans and America picked it up, like in Texas, that's what they
started
up with
it,
bro.
And it created that whole culture.
Yeah, so they actually, man, movie does influence.
Mm-hmm.
What up? Well, no, Chicano history.
There were a ton of them.
The actor is called Tintan.
And he puts Don Ramon. He put Don Ramon in a lot of his movies, right? As kind of like a comic relief kind of guy on the side.
His name is Simon Valdez. I don't know if someone made up. What's up, fool? What was your first movie, bro?
You know what's so cool? You know,
I got a kid.
A little softcore.
No, but you know what? So I started acting. So I got an agent through that one class I took, right? That was the one benefit from it. I was like, I got a...
The showcase.
The showcases. So I got an agent. My first audition was for this John Leguizamo movie, The Pest.
And I was this badass movie.
And I was this little ass chubby kid. Like, I was like tiny, I was like this big. And so I went out for Fat Loser Boy. And the whole scene is I'm playing basketball with John Leguizamo, and he picks me up and I'm being a little asshole to him, and he leaves me on the rim. I'm like, hey man, what the fuck, man? So then I go into the audition right across the street from El Coyote, you know that one restaurant in Beverly? And my dad's with me, and it's my first audition ever. And I go, and the cast manager's like, all right. He's like, just do it again and say idiot at the end. I'm like, man, you're my idiot. He's like, perfect. He's like, hey, Jorge, can you just hang out outside for a little bit? He's like, I was like, okay. So I'm hanging out for like an hour, and all the other kids that were in the room were just like leaving one by one. And finally, this one guy comes who was a director, and he's like, all right. He's like, Jorge, he's like, come in, man. He's like, all right, do it. And right after that, he's like, that's our guy. All right, congrats, buddy. He's like, we're shooting tomorrow. And I go, what the fuck? And I told my dad, I'm like, me dieron la parte, el papel, me dieron papel. And I'm like, and he's like, que bueno, mijo, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so they're on the phone with the second AD, and they're like, all right, Jorge, he's like, here, this is the address you have to do. You have to be there at 7 a.m. tomorrow, da-da-da, bring your working permit. And I'm like, I don't know. They're like, you don't have your working permit? I was like, no. They're like, put Ross on the phone. That was this casting director. And then they put my age. It turned into this whole thing. And they couldn't order it because that Monday was Labor Day. Mm-hmm. So they couldn't order it was already closed for the weekend. And so they had to recast the thing. So but inside, I'm a little kid. And I'm like, man, I should have. Hollywood's been waiting for me.
We got it. It's at the house.
Yeah, it's like, this shit.
We'll bring it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I passed on the pest. Yeah. I passed.
So I was like, I'll get the next one. Don't worry. Nothing happened for like a year and a half. And I booked like a little, like a Bank of America commercial. And then I did like a little commercial.
Just the fact that you got it right there is tight, dude.
But it was cool because I was like, but.
You put the. I've
yet to meet John.
I've seen you a lot of stuff. Brother, I've seen you in auditions, huh?
What happened?
I've seen you in auditions, huh?
Yes, of course, man.
Were you on Jane the Virgin? Like the last two seasons? Virgin.
Yeah, I pop in every night. I guest starred as Jaime Camille's assistant, like his intern. And then they keep bringing me back for random shit. Just like they write me in. I didn't ever know because they were like, I just get a call. They're like, yo, are you available next week for Jane? I was like, it's just I just pop in and
it's
out.
It's like a bad guy, huh? Like the asshole in a movie, huh?
Like a sharpshooter.
You play the bad guy, right?
Yeah, I'm the bad guy.
Nah, you play.
Not real, bro. You look like the guy that the new boyfriend, bro.
Yeah, the guy.
The new boyfriend. The new boyfriend that'll beat the shit out of the last boyfriend, bro. Like you're like perfect for her.
I'm that guy.
You're perfect, but you know what? When you're alone, you slap her around. Eh?
Yeah, nobody knows. But nobody knows. That's a hard ass role, bro. Write that for me, cuz. I will, dog. No, for real. You look like a fear. We'll remake Fear.
That guy.
Hey, you would be
a good guy, bro. Or the son of the fucking owner of the casino, bro.
Oh.
You know what? He looks Commerce from casino. The side here. I don't know about Groucho hold Marks. On, maybe. No, from the side. He looks a little bit like Billy Corgan when he had hair, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
from
oh,
Smashing
shit.
Pumpkins, right?
Damn.
Right, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I've never thought about that.
Yeah. He does.
I've never. Yeah. I would have to.
Wow. If you see his face, I'd have to. You're the Latino Billy Corgan right now. Yeah, yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and pull up. Like,
stop it. He's the guy in the movie. You want to think, you know what, hey? Keep going. Rudy looked that mean after our role. Even though he killed two people, he's cool.
You should see him in High and Mighty. He's
look, bro, there it is. A whole other guy.
Oh, well, that's when he was younger.
I can see. I don't see it.
I see it.
Is that me?
A little bit. No, just he's like some, Christopher Walken
right here, bro. Kind of
looks like Bill Burr a little bit, too.
When he was younger.
Richard Ramirez, dog, for you.
I can see it a little bit.
With big cheekbones.
He's a strange-looking guy, but no.
I think he's stranger looking.
Yeah,
you know what
I like this guy.
I should shave my head, then. I like this guy.
Oh, shit.
Vortex.
So go to Teen Tan.
What?
No, so look at it. This is the Teen Tan right here.
Let me see.
What, I got to show you Teen Tan?
Well, look at it.
That's
him.
Que yo los conozco perfectamente bien y no me van a tomar el pelo. ¿Oyeron? Tú te robaste un RC a Víctor, 8 bulbos, que agarra ratones. Y tú te clavaste 2 tapones de Cadillac y uno de Ford.
That's a whole one, Zoot Suit Love.
Y tú te clavaste una bolsa. ¡Azoten! ¡Azoten porque...
He's tactical, fool, dog.
Quieta, Capulina. Quieta. Esto me lo llegan a hacer los muchachos que tenía en Chicago. Chicago, Illinois. Agarro la Winch, mister. La ametralladora. Contra la pared, volteados.
That's Ramon.
He's young, yeah.
Los agujeros. Te digo, los hago como sedazo de café. Quítate. Por la de rateros ignorantes. Lagunilleros.
Everything's here. It's the way he's moving. The whole physicality.
Por esto no debería de llevarlos al golpe que hemos preparado el...
Wow. And he had the whole dance, too. Like, the whole dance.
¿Quiere yo le acompaño?
The whole
no sería mala la idea.
I gotta look up.
But he's talking really shit, bro. Like a guy who, went to Mexico, went to the United States, and went back to Mexico talking shit. Like, yeah, man, but in Illinois, cabrón, tú sabes, homeboy.
Anywhere. Yeah, I gotta watch that. I've never seen that.
Awesome. Yeah, so you gotta watch it. Eh? Looks more like young Rodrigo Torres, chilangos, khaki and white t-shirts, go back before the dudes were there. Somebody always trying to give you fake
history.
Yeah,
but we're not talking about khakis and white
t-shirts. We're not talking about khakis, Teen Tan. Piece of shit. People let you act like dumb shit, eh? We're talking about Teen Tan.
Everybody has a voice.
We're not talking about no khakis, dog, no clothes.
We're not talking about the history of Chicano fashion.
We're talking about no history about Pendleton.
Just talking about the Zoot Suit and
I just
want to
ask something, eh?
Hey, weren't they?
I went to school, too.
They're remaking Zoot Suit, aren't they?
I hope not.
Are they really? They had it at the Amundsen, right?
They had it at the
theater.
They had it in theater, but I think they're
because Gilbert was in it. Yeah. And, you know what, Jeremy Butler.
If you see the way that guy acts, is Zoot Suit right? It's the same way he's acting right.
Yeah,
there.
Yes.
It's the exact same thing. I gotta
Pachuco.
Watch it.
Pachuco, bro. Yeah.
Pachuco, which was Edward James Olmos, right?
So you've been on. We're both on the same show.
Yeah. So we shot a web series. So basically, right. Warner Brothers, they Warner launched Brothers? this digital platform, right? It was called Stage 13, and to. They wanted
because
to.
Of,
they
so
basically.
California?
It was like almost like an experiment in a way. They wanted to get all types of stories from everything, from LGBT to Latino stories to like this, bro. Like
reality
they want everyone.
Too,
yeah. So our dude, you would fucking love him, right? Caesar.
Yes.
Caesar, who's now a writer on The Simpsons, only Latino.
First Latino.
What's his name?
Male writer.
Caesar Mazariegos. Mazariegos. He's fucking badass.
He's a cartoonist too.
He came out.
That's a different guy.
So I'll give you the whole origin story. So he came out here. And he was told by all his like fellow friend writers that were in L.A., they're like, yo, just write something that will never get produced and just something crazy, right?
Taco Shop 3.
You know, to have your little sample, you know what I mean? And so that's when people write like really crazy like an episode of like the Golden Girls on acid, but so that it could leave a mark in these executives, like in these managers and agents like mine. So they'll remember you by. So he wrote this little sample piece about this dude that had super, it was called Scumbag Superhero at the time. This little scumbag, and then he ends up getting superpowers only when he's high or drunk. So anyway, fast forward.
Don't
he
give it away.
I know.
He just rewrote it.
No, but fast forward.
You're rewriting it, bro.
He gets a manager. he gets signed at Gersh. Good and then as bullshit. Soon as he gets signed at Gersh, like, he finds out Warner Brothers wants to meet with him. And Warner Brothers,
this
like,
is a movie or that should happen here?
We shot it like a short form web series. Okay. So the little 12-minute episodes, right? So Warner Brothers told him, like, yeah, we want you to be the executive producer too and be the showrunner. And he's like, what the fuck? He's like, all right. He was working at a funeral home, like, up until that point. And so that was his day job. And so he's like, all right, well, let's do it. So we shoot it. We shoot 8 mini episodes. And then this fool plays my best friend. And I'm just this regular cat, like this 25-year-old dude from Boyle Heights who's been with this lady since he was 18 or for years. Yeah. And her mom died after she was 21. So she inherited the house. So he's trying to get – he's in that point where kind of being an adolescent and adult, he's like, fuck, am I still partying too much? And his his girl got her life together. You know, she's like, yo, I leased my Altima, you know. I
got my associates.
I got my associates and you need to get your shit together. So I'm still hanging out with my Pat, who's our – who you would love too.
Pimpin' ass Pat,
a little white dude who looks like Snoop Dogg. And then this fool who's an ex-con. He's white Mexican. You can explain. Yeah.
He's white Mexican. And then I'm like, we all grew up together, and I just got out of prison like a while back, but I'm reformed cholo, you know, like for the Lord and for Jesus Christ. And
Victory Outreach.
Jesus Christ.
Everything, Victory Outreach.
It's like that guy. In the
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Like that guy.
They low-key jacked me, cuz, the Jesus Christ.
That guy,
yeah.
Whatever, I'm not going to sue him. He deserves it, cuz he does. Jesus Christ. But yeah, that's
yeah,
my
so
guy.
It's like the angel. Yeah,
reformed
so,
cholo.
So you, basically a big accident happens where I come out unscathed and you find out that I have these superpowers. But what I do for a job is just I donate sperm, blood, and do these clinical trials. And then my girl's like, you need to get a real job.
That is good.
And during these clinical trials, I don't want to give away too much, but you find out like something's been happening behind the scenes and he finds out he has superpowers, but only when he's high and drunk. And every drug has a different effect on him. Alcohol has a certain effect. Weed has a certain effect. Coke has a certain effect. So we shot this web series, right? It premiered at the LA Film Festival. It won the audience award there. And then we won a Sundance, and that was kind of unexpected. So after Sundance, HBO picked it up. But because HBO has the right to air it on like their actual channel, there was issues with the contract. They would have to redo our contract. So they edited all the little episodes and made it into a movie. But if you see the project, you see it as like a pilot, like as almost like a 2-hour, like one episode, it kind of makes more sense. Because if you see it as a movie, the ending's kind of like leaves you, oh shit, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Whereas normally a movie's like...
It's a cliffhanger.
Yeah, it's a cliffhanger. But it's dope, yeah. So hopefully, you know what I mean?
So is there potential for it to go further and become...
There's already a season 2 outline, so that's what
everyone... We're putting the heat on HBO. You hear us? We're putting the heat on you guys.
So Stage 13 is the platform at Warner Brothers. So Stage 13, and that's the one that has Cooking on High. That's now on Netflix. They have a bunch of little projects that are dope.
They have other shows that got picked up.
So,
super cool.
Are they pretty much kind of, they're taking it away from the Warner Brothers streaming as an exclusive and they're putting them out there in other places now?
Yeah, exactly.
So how can people watch yours?
So it's on HBO.
So it's on HBO.
HBO Go, HBO Now, however. It was just on Sunday, right? On the actual channel, they aired it too.
Really?
But it's called High and Mighty.
High and Mighty.
Yeah, check it out, man. It's fun. And it's got a good heart behind it. There's like a message because it's about addiction.
Put the trailer. You've never seen the trailer? Show them the trailer. God.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want to see?
The interwebs. Let's see.
I don't know if audio can play from here.
Oh, then don't do it. Wait, Vortex.
Into the...
Play like Jeff Garcia instead.
Hey, Jeff Garcia. Steve Harvey on Firing White People.
No? Oh, the other one?
Oh, over here?
That has to be over there. Yeah.
I gotta watch this.
But everyone, like Shakira, the one that plays my girl, she's on GLOW now. She's the only Latina on GLOW. She's the one, she's a badass dancer. Have you seen GLOW? She's the...
We watched the first season.
I saw her.
She plays Yoli.
I saw Shakira at the...
Have you seen GLOW?
At the ABC,
the diversity showcase.
Yeah,
she did. Yeah, she
had a development deal at the time.
Oh, that's awesome!
I went to that show. We were looking for a girl.
Nice, man.
My sister.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
and we were looking at her. Well, we shouldn't know we were looking at her.
Got you. Yeah,
but we liked her out of everybody.
Nice,
but
man.
But then our show didn't get picked up, so we never got a chance to meet her.
Me, Al, and George Lopez did that pilot too, and apparently, like it.
Oh,
Morgan Murphy's?
Yeah, Morgan Murphy's
pilot.
Oh, and it rated
Paul Rodriguez.
She's so funny.
Pilot 2?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, the movie night at my house.
The one with the sun and the cheat. Yeah, that's in the Velma store. What's different. Going on? That's different.
Yeah, different.
Oh, that's the other one. You guys did the poker pilot or poker watching pilot, movies or something.
Oh,
like
yeah, that's
that.
Remember we that's where we hung out at Paul's house. Yeah, that's right.
With the guy with the that's it.
That's it right there.
Spit out. Right now we're watching The High and Mighty. Drink or smoke? It's not like I ever hurt nobody. Is that right there?
This was a miracle.
Well, that's you, fool.
I feel it, but it doesn't hurt.
Oh, right. I like it already. Is that you, fool?
You don't understand. Yesterday was crazy.
What was so crazy about it?
But, you little shit.
Why'd you shoot me, yo?
You know what it feels like to feel that powerful.
A fool wearing a Felipe shirt?
Stage 13.
I thought it was a fucking... I like it, bro.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Fun. It's
you
fun.
You got room for a guy who lives in a van. Right here, no,
hey. I'm serious, man. If there's like a future beyond this, I want to like fucking get everybody on this. You know what I mean? I'm serious about that.
Jorge won an Imagine Award when I was there.
Oh, you were there?
I went there because he was out of town, but his special was nominated.
Oh, yes.
What?
Yeah,
your
man.
Special was nominated for an Imagine Award
last
year, and then he won for, what was the show?
The Cooking Channel.
It was a
Cooking Channel beat yours. Oh, maybe, yeah, some cooking show beat yours. Yeah, it was in the same category as a cooking show.
What?
Yeah, it was
That's bullshit.
It was lame. It was really lame.
Who's running operations over at the Imagine Award?
It was crazy. But what was it that you won
for? It was this Iraq war drama. It was based on a true story for Nat Geo. It was a miniseries that they did.
Long road.
It was a bunch of people in the cast. It was like Michael Kelly from House of Cards and Jason Ritter and Kate Bosworth.
That shit was epic. That was huge.
It was intense, man. This shit was – it changed my whole perspective on like on the people that enlist in the army, in the military in general. Because I kind of had
was
like
that?
It was called The Long Road Home. And we were living on Fort Hood in Texas for 3.5 months. And we all just, I was living next to the sergeant in the army. And it was crazy, man.
Because they had a Whataburger?
Yeah, they had Whataburger. Yeah. Whataburger. Whataburger.
Like Whataburger or In-N-Out?
I shopped at H-E-B.
Whataburger. You don't like In-N-Out?
I love In-N-Out. But
you like Whataburger better because the bread is sweeter.
If you wake up one morning, feel like having a snack.
Is that the commercial?
Come on down to Whataburger. Where you could toast your buns, grill your onions, and your tomatoes. A Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Wow. I didn't know Whataburger had a commercial.
Yeah, thing. They have a guy, and he's done it forever.
Wow, man.
That's probably the same one they do on King of the Hill.
Yeah. Probably.
What's the difference? What do you think it makes it better? You think it's the bread or the fact that they add mayonnaise and ketchup? No, I'm sorry. They add mustard to the bread, right?
It's a real interview question
they
right
do.
Here.
They add mustard.
That's the thing, man. Like, not everybody
knows
that.
No one knows
like,
that.
Nobody knows that. They add,
the
they
fact
add,
that you caught that means you're a connoisseur.
No, they add mustard to the top bread and the bottom bread. That's what makes it the Whataburger.
They give it a little bit of a sauce.
I think it's the seasoning on the meat.
It's the seasoning on, and it's also like good meat. And they have everything.
It's not like Jack in the Box, that's for sure.
Oh.
When was the last time you had a Whataburger?
Oh, when I was
when you're in Corpus 8 years ago,
I was working with Andy Kern.
Oh, that's a long time.
2009, probably,
yeah,
and I went to I went to Del Rio, Texas, and I had me a Texas burger, jalapeno, double cheeseburger,
bacon,
onions.
I haven't been eating
and
either.
Jalapenos,
really?
Yeah. And they don't make them no more, bro. You know how they have cherry pie?
Uh-huh.
It was during the holidays. They have pumpkin pie at Whataburger.
Oh.
Buy three of those two.
Nice. That's rare.
Whataburger.
They used to do that.
Cracker Barrel, too, is another spot.
Cracker good, bro. I ate the third one in the morning for breakfast.
Three.
It was kind of greasy, but it was still good.
It's delicious. Ugh.
What's up, fool?
I'm hungry.
Felipe.
Oh,
they didn't even get notification they were going live. Notification? Well, go subscribe now, Ty Jordan.
I think he is subscribed and he didn't get a notification.
Looks like Town.
The ring.
Fool, no one will believe you, Shakira, your daughter, your sister. Bro, in Hollywood, brother, for the right money, anybody.
Don't believe anything.
Yeah, and it's
bro,
Shakira.
For the right money, bro, Anna Faris will be my sister.
Emily Ratajkowski.
But it's Shakira
sister,
Barrera. not Shakira, the singer.
Not Shakira, the singer.
Not Shakira, the singer, dog.
Yeah, that's what people are probably thinking.
It's only Shakira he knows.
Shakira Barrera from Glow.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's on Glow.
From Glow.
Yeah. Good people.
Oh, man. This guy that was driving us around to the to that place in Miami. That fool had a sandwich, a medianoche sandwich.
Ooh.
With a croqueta inside.
Oh, my God. That's exactly, kind of like babe. That Polish thing, though, yes. That Anthony Bourdain showed. Was it Poland? No, Czech. Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
Where it was that cheese, big old cheese ball that was too. Breaded, and then it was put on a sandwich.
Yeah.
With this mustard, and it when you bit into it, it just explodes with cheese.
They had that, too. They had a little...
Try that one.
It was Prague. I think.
They had a mozzarella square that they'll deep fry for you mm-hmm. and put in a sandwich. But that guy had... the medianoche was like two fucking croquetas, ham croquetas.
That's
inside.
Insane.
Damn.
He fucked that shit up.
My God. Forehead big.
I wonder what that looks like coming out. You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't wonder.
Shout out to the mosh pit.
Let's wrap it up.
Hell yeah, dude.
What's his name?
Isaiah. Mosh pit.
Isaiah.
Messiah.
Melissa and Justin from the Miami Improv.
Mosh pit Messiah is his.
Who else? Joey Coco Diaz, Bert Kreischer last night. Judah Freelander, Sam Tripoli. Adam Hunter, thank you for the Willie Barcena stories. Oh my God!
Yeah, we're gonna have to have him on the podcast.
Adam Hunter told us that when he got into a fight with Willie, he thought that all the Mexicans were gonna come at him. He goes, "Bro, I got so much love. I think I have not stopped working West Covina."
I got so many bookings in West Covina after that.
Yo, have an Instagram?
I do. At Instant Real Jerk. I know. It's ridiculous. I'm
telling you, bro. It doesn't make
any sense. Mine's just, I
How old were you when you started?
Jorge like Diaz. I like hats, yeah. No, I am Jorge Diaz.
I'm actually going to steal yours. I'm
going to do what's up? Yeah, show
Rodrigo Torres.
Mucho de las chistes, right?
That's going to be April 9th.
April 9th.
Riverside.
Nice, we're doing an all-Spanish show.
The Lifehearts Building.
It's called Noche de los Jokes.
Yeah, Viva los Jokes.
Viva los Jokes. Now, it's called Viva los Chistes just for one night.
Live, loves, cheese.
Where is it at?
In Riverside.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and downtown
Monday,
Riverside.
This Monday.
This Monday. I'm doing a sold out show at the Improv.
It's Spanish show. It's a Spanish show, but it's all sold out, yeah.
Yeah, with
Jesus Trejo.
Jesus Trejo.
Oh, I love Jesus,
Francisco
man.
Ramos.
Good dude.
Mm-hmm. Tom Segura.
Tomas Segura.
Yeah.
Felipe Esparza.
Damn.
That's dope. That's a good line.
Last night I brought a lot of CBD oil, bro. Thank you to Green Speed, Green Weed Speed, what it's called?
Speed Weed?
Speedweed.
No, that was AB Extracts.
Thank you for, man.
Yeah, that was
that
a different
was good,
night.
Man, for my boy. Yeah,
yeah, it worked. They have a good CBD lotion.
Smoke weed or what?
Yeah,
of course. Yeah.
What's up, food?
Where does Pat work? Adam?
Oh, give a shout out.
He works at Buds and Roses on Ventura.
Oh, that's where Wolfie goes.
Oh, man. Buds and Roses. Yeah,
the little white dude.
Oh, my God. Adam. Man, I teach you some good shit the other day, man. It was made by Burner. It's called, what is it?
Ice cream cake.
Oh, ice cream cake.
Yeah, he's got that.
And let me tell you, man, it lasted a little while, but for like maybe the CBD oil, but
it has
like
a little bit of CBD
minutes,
added to
I
it.
I felt happy, bro. Like, yeah. I felt like I had no problems.
For 25 minutes.
Without mental, bro.
All right, bye.